In this video, we are looking at four important words: trust, access, consequences, and freedom. These words help protect forgiveness from being misunderstood. Trust is confidence built through demonstrated faithfulness over time. Trust is not rebuilt by pressure. It is not rebuilt by one emotional conversation. It is not rebuilt because someone says, "You should be over this by now." Trust grows when truth, repentance, consistency, humility, and safety are demonstrated. Access is the degree of contact someone has with you. Access may involve phone calls, texts, parenting communication, family events, church spaces, social media, private meetings, or shared responsibilities. Forgiveness does not automatically restore access. A person may forgive and still choose structured contact. A person may forgive and communicate only through approved channels. A person may forgive and block social media. A person may forgive and refuse private meetings. A person may forgive and follow a parenting plan, safety plan, or legal order. Consequences are the results of actions. Consequences may be relational, legal, financial, spiritual, or practical. Forgiveness does not erase every consequence. A person can release revenge and still allow truth, justice, boundaries, and lawful processes to continue. This matters because some people use spiritual language to rush restoration. They may say, "If you really forgave, you would trust me." Or, "If you were a Christian, you would let me back in." Or, "Grace means there should be no consequences." Those statements confuse forgiveness with access. They also ignore wisdom. Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men." That phrase, "as much as it is up to you," is important. You can choose humility, prayer, truthfulness, restraint, and a refusal to seek revenge. But you cannot make another person safe. You cannot make another person repent. You cannot create reconciliation alone. Freedom begins when revenge no longer controls your inner life. Freedom does not mean the past did not matter. Freedom does not mean grief disappears. Freedom does not mean every relationship is restored. Freedom means your future is not governed by bitterness, retaliation, or the need to control another person's response. This week, ask God for wise freedom, not shallow freedom, not rushed freedom, not freedom that denies harm, but freedom that releases revenge, keeps truth, honors boundaries, and walks forward with Christ. Your reflection question is, where do I need to distinguish forgiveness from trust, access, and consequences? Your gentle next step is to write four short statements. I can forgive without denying truth. I can release revenge without removing wisdom. I can set boundaries without hatred. I can entrust justice and final outcomes to God.